Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, my name is Chris H and I'm an alcoholic. I have a sobriety date, December 20, 1990. And the question is, what are the joys of working with others? Well, that's the 12th suggested step in our program of recovery. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we try and carry the message to other alcoholics and to practice these principles in all our affairs. And you know, I feel pretty blessed the time I've been around Alcoholics Anonymous that I've had the opportunity to try and help a lot of people. I get to sponsor a lot of guys, and it's just absolutely amazing to have that connection to in giving of myself. I get to see and pass the message on to others that was given to me, and to watch them grow and to watch them overcome their difficulties and to watch them grasp this and to watch the lights come on and to watch them get inspired and to watch them then take the baton and then go and try and help others and get that kick and that joy out of doing that. It's just an opportunity that I should not want to miss, and that's what the book talks about in working with others. It's an opportunity that we don't want to miss and should not miss, and it's the highlight of my day. My head doesn't always say that, you know, because sponsees and people always tend to ring at the wrong moments when I'm not traveling too well or I'm busy or, you know, but I've taken upon myself to take that call and to put myself out there and to you know, be selfless, and that's unnatural for me. I'm selfish and self-centered by nature, and so in me trying to help others, it takes me out of my own difficulties. And you know, as I said, I've been so lucky to see other people get this, and you know, that lights me up too. It certainly gives me a warm glow and a feeling, in a warm feeling inside, and I get a spring in my step, and makes me more energetic, and you know, and I could never understand why my sponsor keeps telling me to get more sponsees, Chris. They're gonna help keep you sober and help keep you on your toes. And I understand what he's talking about today. And, you know, we're lucky in Alcoholics Anonymous we get to do that. You know, we get to help people that nobody else can help. Doctors can't help. Psychiatrists can't help. Psychologists can't help. You know, and we come across them every day in Alcoholics Anonymous. And as I said, I've been lucky enough to be able to do that. And it's an absolute honour when someone asks for help and that I'm able to do that. And, you know, I love Alcoholics Anonymous. It's given me a life certainly beyond my wildest dreams, and all I've done really is done the suggested thing that it's asked me to do. And you know, I've got different sponsees. I've got sponsees that have been around for a long time and sponsees that have been around, you know, a very, very short time. And the ones that have been around for a long time, you know, I'm able to help them. And the ones certainly that are brand new, they remind me of me. They remind me of what it was like when I came in. And because the mind has a tendency to forget that stuff. And the longer you're around, the further I'm away from my last drink, I tend to forget that. And so if I get a brand new guy that's raw and brand new in, you know, and he's telling me about his experiences and you know, it just takes me back to my experiences with those things, and I'm able to share and swap stories with him, and the lights come on in their eyes, you know, the eyes are the windows to the soul, and I get to witness that and give them some hope. You know, hope's a great thing, you know, and I guess that's the one thing that I got when I was defeated and come to AA. I saw it in others, and I got hope that if they could do it, maybe I can do it, and I get to experience that. What a joy. So thanks for allowing me to share.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.